And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
It's a Christmas theme. What?
Is this the last podcast of the year?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah.
Unless we do like one the day we leave and do that early. I don't know. We'll figure that out next week. By the way, we are podcasting from the beautiful Wrangler Rig studio. I'm going to leave that going all day. This entire podcast is going to no, we're not going to.
There's no way.
After about 3 minutes, you won't even hear it anymore.
Hear what? See, you don't even hear it now. It's still going.
Yes, I still hear it. Please,
it's like
come
people
on,
who
man.
It's like people who work at a dog food factory.
They don't smell it anymore.
After a while, they don't even smell it.
Yeah. Podcasting from the Wrangler Rig Studio. Wrangler Rigs Workwear, comfortable, tough all day long. Makes a great Christmas gift too. If you got somebody who works hard for their money. Boom, boom, boom. You all said it. Sang it right.
I did.
No, I did not.
I got to tell you, I have been. It's funny because I mentioned she works hard for them. I have been on a. Donna Summer kick.
Man, me too, said not me.
I knew it was going to come out, but I just, you know, it's weird because I've always liked that era of music, that whole, the disco thing. And I know we're country guys and all that, but I love.
But what Bubba's telling you is he's a huge disco fan.
I love disco. I really do, man. And I know it's a weird, goofy thing for, like, the manly guy, but there's something about it. It just makes you feel good. You know,
back
you
in the
hear
day,
that.
Disco was, that was like break dancing for us. That was like we're too young for disco. I wasn't around for disco, but when break dancing hit, that was our disco, right? Because it lasted mm-hmm. 5 years,
and then
or
it
something,
disappeared, yeah.
And then it was gone. And it was just kind of a, see, I remember thinking, I distinctly remember watching guys at school put down
cardboard with the boom box right next to it.
Boom box, and they would start
play.
Man, they were just popping and locking, yeah. Doing all that. And I remember in my head going, "This is never going to go away."
You did not.
Disco forever, baby.
This is always going to be something.
Yeah,
this is totally a thing.
It will always be here. Yeah, it's not.
I will readily admit I love Donna Summer. If you don't know anything about Donna Summer, seriously, you need to just dive in. Just dive in head first.
That's not Donna Summer.
The Fugees redid that.
I can't remember.
Killing Me Softly.
Killing Me Softly. That's Donna Summer.
It's not Donna Summer.
No, it's not Donna Summer.
It's not Gloria Gaynor either. It's.
No.
I don't know. Why are we talking about
I'm
this?
Asking the Google.
Google.
Killing Me Softly. Lyrics. Fugees, not the Fugees. Who did it before? Roberta Flack.
Roberta Flack.
Roberta Flack.
Things you didn't think you were going to learn on Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, man. And I'll tell you, Roberta Flack, the best song. Everybody talks about Killing Me Softly. The best song she ever had was The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. Remember that?
First time.
Yeah, I remember that.
Ever I saw your face.
Yes, good stuff.
That was a great song. I mean, that era had a lot of cool stuff. And, you know, I know we have a lot of younger people that listen. I mean, because this is stuff that was before our time anyway. But, like, all the Casey and the Sunshine Band and the Kool and the Gang and the Rolls Royce and James Brown and the OJs. And, you know, you mentioned Gloria Gaynor and all that. Michael Jackson back in the Don't Stop Till You Get Enough day.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the roundup.
Here, why don't you plug in, Patrick?
Today we're gonna sing a song.
We can sing songs.
Bring me the thing. Come on,
I'll bring you the
toss
thing.
Toss it to me. I don't have a pick, and I just cut my fingernails. You know why I cut my fingernails?
Yeah, because that comment.
Because one comment on Facebook pointed out that my fingernails were too long.
I noticed it, and I was like, "Oh."
Yeah. That's something. Thank you, Internet, because like for one split second in a video, you could see my fingernails are a little too long.
Yeah.
Okay, my fingernails grow really, really fast. They really do.
I mean,
like in a week, they go from nothing to whoa.
I like all the things that people notice in the background of like people notice Bubba's t-shirts and like they totally miss, they don't miss it, but they'll notice the
yeah, like they're looking around.
All right, here we go. Well, hello, boys and gals. Welcome to the Big D and Bubba Roundup.
Hey, it's the Disco Roundup.
Today we're gonna be
pleasured by having Mr. Patrick here to sing a song about Bubba's fascination with Donna Summer.
Did you do something to the guitar?
I haven't touched it. I just turned it up.
Oh, there's a little thing in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Patrick, and on drums is Mr. Bubba.
Well, Bubba, he likes disco songs, and we're not real sure if that belongs. But Donna Summer is really cool, and he used to listen to that when he was in preschool. I don't know, that was a really long time ago, man. What songs does Donna Summer sing?
Anybody? Hot Stuff Baby Tonight.
Hot Stuff Baby Tonight.
Yeah.
And other classics like She Works Hard for the Money.
Yeah.
No, that's the only one I really know.
And On the Radio.
How could we forget On the Radio?
Oh, and Bad Girls.
Bad Girls.
And I Feel Love, I Feel Love, I Feel Love. And MacArthur Park. And Last Dance.
Good stuff.
Last Dance was a great song. It was a great song. You ever listen to the
Bubba
lyrics?
Bubba doesn't know all these songs.
He's just making stuff up, so he sounds like he knows more about Donna Summer than he really does. But that's okay.
And I will tell you, if you go...
Because Big D's always there to call you out when you do that.
I like all that stuff. Donna Summer's daughter is in a band, too, and she sounds a lot like her mom.
Never knew that before just now.
Bubba's not using his noodle.
Donna Summer's
daughter.
He's
using Google.
No, I am. Amanda Sedano.
You missing that? We just got...
I heard.
We just sang in harmony.
And you're incorrect, dude.
Oh, you're
incorrect.
On,
I actually do know Donna Summer, and I was listening. People are like, what are you guys talking about?
Listen to us sing while Bubba's on Bing.
There's actually an old improv game where you try to make up songs at the same time. Mm-hmm. They do it... they did it on Saturday Night Live. Kristen Wiig, I'm trying to remember the other guy's name, for years, neither of those guys are on anymore. And they would do that, and they would sit there, and they would try to improv a song. And it's really weird. Like, you have to kind of look at the other person, look at me, and you just have to kind of, we're going to make up a song about stuff. Yeah. Sometimes it's great. It's weird
and
how
sometimes
you can
if
we sing a song about Christmas trees, then maybe Bubba will get up off of his knees.
I'm not on my knees.
What are you doing? You're way down low.
I'm sitting on the cajon. I was going to play drums. We're going to do a disco festival.
He really is sitting on his cajon. If you don't know what that means, it sounds funnier.
It's a box drum.
If you don't know our style... Bubba's on dog pile.
Wow, you went early internet, pre Y2K.
Here we go. Follow me. Here we go.
Okay.
Give me a blues riff.
Oh, now blues is the easiest way. All right, I'll give you a little reverb here.
We'll sing a song about our week here.
Well, this week was a little bit crazy. But we had a whole lot of fun. And then you always sing the same line again. I said, this week was a little bit crazy.
What happened?
We had a whole lot of fun. But you know, the good news is it's the podcast. And that pretty much means the week is done.
Monica, I don't have one.
I actually started to write a song about the stuff that happened this week, and then we ran out of time on the show.
You have to do it Monday.
I had a little bit of things that happened.
I had a harmonica. Now
things that happened this week. Well, Frankie Ray called us every day.
Keep going.
Because Frankie Ray calls us every day.
Oh, yeah.
This is Frankie Ray. That's perfect.
My favorite is when Frankie Ray calls and he's like,
I got a new song.
And I go.
What's great is he's got a routine, though. He never breaks from it.
Yeah, that's part of whatever
his thing is.
Yeah, whatever he has. It's his thing.
It's the best, man.
Someone was telling me that.
You better sing it. Sing it bluesy, man.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Sorry. I'm getting distracted. Somebody was telling you.
Yeah.
They used to work with people with disabilities. They said, I think Frankie Ray has got something called...
You don't remember what it was
big
called?
Big D don't know.
Big D don't know.
But it's a big D.
Yeah, but they said that it's very similar because they stay in patterns and they do the same thing and it's a repetition. They like that's why we go, hello, hey, this is Big D and Bubba. If you would like to talk to Big D, press 1. He's like, no, don't do that. Yeah. Stop.
So that's he likes everything laid out like in little boxes, compartmentalized.
Yeah, he has to have that routine.
It's fantastic, man. I mean, really, because it's fascinating. You every time he calls it, it's like a replay of the last time he called with a different song in between.
With different songs, God bless.
You have to play a song, and we have to guess what the song is.
If it's
a popular song, but in a completely different style.
In a completely different style?
Like you would play one by Metallica, but it would be to a blues riff.
Or the Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight.
I said a hip. Well, first of all, I would have to know that. I'd be like, I said a hip, a hop, a hippity hop to
Rapper's
the bang
Delight.
Bang boogie.
Rapper's Delight.
Rapper's Delight, Sugar Hill
right?
Gang.
Sugar Hill Gang?
I thought we were doing it. We're going to keep going. don't know a lot of songs.
By the way, if this is your first ever podcast
you're listening to. Yeah, welcome to some weird stuff. weird stuff.
How about do
you whisper like he's not going to hear it because he doesn't have headphones.
Okay, look, I'll take my headphones off. My headphones are off. I cannot hear.
Different to a country song.
Can I take them off
yes,
now?
Yes, please. Okay.
Nod. I cannot hear.
No, yeah, you're good.
Okay. Okay, what's
I'm trying to think of lyrics off the top of my head.
Pull them up on your phone. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have
Mamas, enough. Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Willie Nelson.
Little freaks, little
to silent lucidity?
Yeah. Why not? You could do that. Totally make stuff up. Just change the chords. You could take any lyrics. You'd be like, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Dude, you should do that.
If you did Fancy as like a really sad
like a coffee house
song.
Oh yeah, do that. Put a little reverb in there.
What's right. What are the open lines to Fancy?
Pull it up on your where's your phone? Look at it.
Fancy.
Well,
lyrics.
I remember way back.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Yeah, our mama spent every last penny they had to buy you that dancing dress. She washed and combed and curled her hair, and she painted your eyes and lips. And then you stepped into the satin dance dress that was split on the side of clean up to my hip. I can't. I'm trying to change
it. It was pretty good. I'm
trying to change it to second like, person because it's weird if a dude
Reba
singing
and,
like Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, I thought it was Reba and Pearl Jam had a baby.
It was Pearl Jam.
There's a little bit of Jeremy going on there.
Said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. I said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. What's the next line? In the chorus, it's
you know what's weird is I don't
because I'm so stuck in Pearl Jam mode.
People are gonna think it's weird.
But give me for what I
let
do.
Me turn
but if you want out, well it's up to you. Now don't let your mama down. Fancy something something.
I wish I had a cow sound effect
best.
Right there.
Can you do, all right, give me a different song similar. I'm gonna do Cruise from Florida.
Oh,
Georgia.
Okay. We're gonna do like a slow song, slow yeah. version, mm-hmm. or okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, you a song.
You make me want to roll my window.
I'm trying not to do it like that. Baby, you a song. You make me want to roll my window down. Cruise. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to go back and forth between these two chords. What are the next lines?
Oh, my gosh. I'm reading these, and it's like I wrote this. Yeah,
really?
When I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping
yeah,
right
when
out.
I first saw that bikini top on her, She's popping right out of the South Georgia water.
Thought, oh, good Lord. She had them long tan legs.
Couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
So I walked up and said, oh, baby, you a song.
You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
Yeah.
And you could always just Sam Hunt it.
Down, you know, a back row blowing stop signs through the middle.
Turn this, little you turn this one around.
No, I can't.
You know how to Sam Hunt it, right? You'd be like, yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, I was like, she's popping out of the South Georgia water. Just start singing, just start talking, and then just sing for no reason in the middle of it. Baby, you know you a song. You make me want to roll my window down and cruise.
Hey, baby.
Hey, God, baby.
What a.
By the way, what's up with South Georgia girls? I mean, why are they better than North Georgia girls? All the songs are South Georgia.
You know? It's the Florida border, man. That's where it's at.
So I was
according
like,
to
Florida-Georgia line.
Get
oh!
it? Oh! Dang! See, you just got it!
I did.
You just got it!
Hold on 1 second.
What was that?
I forgot to put deodorant on.
Okay.
You're a spray guy?
Yes. You know I hate the roll-on.
Bubba actually still has spray deodorant. He stockpiled it back in the late 90s.
I think that stuff's illegal.
No, it's not illegal. The roll-on stuff, I find it cakes and gets like, I feel it.
What do you mean roll-on? You mean you're talking about the old school? Like there's like a ball that rolls around?
No, not the roll, whatever you call it, the like speed stick and all that kind of stuff.
Where there's like a gel type, a color bluish gel.
You pop
gel.
The top off and you rub it under your arm. And you physically rub it on. Oh, I hate that.
I want you
that.
To try Old Spice.
Oh God, here we go.
The deodorant. It's like a little. It's like white lotion almost, and that's what I use. And it's way better.
When we travel, I have to use the regular roll-on stick, whatever you want to call
that
it. Deodorant.
Makes me. I get all. I break out.
Dude, you gotta tell your axe story. So Big D and I, we're doing this event, right? And, you know, the night before we have this big event in the morning, he's like, hey, swing by the drugstore. I gotta pick up some deodorant. Oh, okay, cool. So I wait out in the car. He comes back. He's got his stuff. Everything's fine. The next morning, I go to meet him in the lobby of the hotel, and I walk out, and it looks like Big D got beat up. I mean, it looked like somebody beat the living poop out of him. I'm like, what happened, man? Oh, man.
It's embarrassing.
What he did is he was putting on some Axe body spray and apparently was trying to figure out how
by
to
the way,
open
if
it.
If you haven't bought one of those lately, you should go buy one or just drive by
with
it.
Just can?
Just look. It's so difficult to like figure out how to operate it. It's got a weird twist. Like when you twist the whole, only part of it actually.
And then it pops up?
It's like slowly rises and then... Then you have to move the nozzle and then spray. Well, I was like, what the heck? How am I?
So he's obviously looking at it. You know those videos of those people who almost shoot their heads off when they're trying to figure out what's wrong with their guns? That's what happened.
Sprayed it all in my face, man.
In his eyeballs.
And then I'm rubbing my eye. I'm like, ah.
Putting water all up. And, it burns. It burns.
It burns.
It was what? It took 4 days for the swelling to go away? Wasn't it like you had the little black lines underneath?
Yeah.
And it was right before the CMAs. And I still remember we're doing the CMA broadcast, you know, and the stars are coming by and whatnot. And all of a sudden, somebody we used to work with back in the day, I'll leave her name out of it. She comes up and she's like, what happened? And he told the story. So she pulls out her foundation and base.
She put makeup on
Big D. And
I have
worked.
A picture somewhere of our old boss putting makeup on Big D.
It worked
and
great.
It looked great. It looked good.
Yeah, it really did.
That's the best.
Yep. Sure did. So what are you guys doing for Christmas? I haven't really talked about much.
I don't know, man.
Go hang out with the family.
I don't know. We might do the family thing. We might just chill here. It just depends. Depends mainly on money. You know, trying to make sure that we don't overextend because that would be bad. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, we'll be in Tucson for a little while. And then...
with the family?
Cool. Yeah. Kathy's family.
Tucson's not a bad place to go. And, you know, on the other side of it, we might end up in the Keys. I don't know.
Tucson's great for about 2 days. The food's great. Great Mexican food. And it's like, oh, this is so good. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't eat another Mexican thing, man.
I could. Honestly, if there's any type of food, if somebody said you can only eat this kind of food for the rest of your life, I would pick Mexican.
I'm okay if it's Mexican, if it's like fresh stuff. A lot of times what we get around here is like the, like,
not great.
It's like Bubba said, like you walk in and you get this stench on your clothes and they all have that kind of that smell. I don't know what it is.
It's almost like a BO.
It's almost, yeah.
It smells like old food.
And then the food tastes okay, but it's not like the fresh stuff. You know, like you're, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like that kind of stuff.
Fresh stuff is good. Oh, my God. Mom and Dad came in to visit, and that's all we had was enchiladas and tamales and all that kind of stuff. And I gained, I told you, it was like 14 pounds over a week and a half.
A week and a half, 14 pounds. That's like a record. Well, like, that's impressive.
Shoot. I can do that in 3 days. I see your 14 pounds in 10 days, and I'll whip that.
Hey, let's do the first of the year. Let's see who can gain the most weight.
We don't want to have that contest. I will destroy you both.
How much weight do you guys think you could gain in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks?
If we're going to do this, we're going to do 2 weeks or one week?
No, 1 week. You don't want to do more than a week because somebody's going to have a heart attack. And right, I don't want that on my conscience.
How much can you gain in 1 week? You start Monday morning at 6 a.m. and you stop Monday at 6 a.m. the next week.
I don't know, dude. I don't even want to find out. Because
that kind of sounds fun.
Well, here's the problem
dangerous.
With me, though.
Like, that's how you get a heart attack. That really is how you...
I keep trying to get on the wagon and diet. And not diet, but just eat better. And I start, and I'm good for 4 or 5 days. And then I have one of my things. I'm one of those people that I'm a stress eater. When I get stressed out, I need that comfort food. And I'm not kidding you. Last night, I had drama going on. I'm like, you know what I want? I just want ice cream, and I want some Magic Shell. So I went, and I got the half gallon out. I popped it open, and I poured the Magic Shell directly on top. I didn't even get a bowl.
Good Lord.
And I ate the whole dang thing, man. And it was awesome.
You a chocolate Magic Shell guy?
Yeah.
You know they get all those
other
ones.
The old school. Yeah, I don't like the fudge or the crackles or anything. I just like the old school original.
Is there a certain brand that is the best?
Magic Shell.
Oh, just the original Magic Shell.
Yeah, and I don't like all the crazy ice creams either. I like just plain old vanilla or the homestyle vanilla. Because then I can do it up any way I want any given time, and it's perfect.
When Magic Shell came out, I remember, I don't know if it came out, but it was a thing for a while at my house, and it really was like Mr.
It's
Wizard
so
came to my house.
It's so sickly sweet, though. You eat too much of it, and you will get that.
Well, there's that weird chemical in
See,
it.
See, I don't have the reaction like you guys. I could honestly pop it open, shake it up, pop it open, and just drink the whole thing.
Because you've built up a tolerance to iocane powder.
Yeah.
Never challenge a Sicilian
when death is on the line.
Yeah, I yeah. That stuff is it's real. If you haven't had it in a while, you should try. It's nasty.
I can taste it.
My daughter,
right now.
I can taste
that sickly sweet
chemical.
Thing.
When I put it on my ice cream, Ava, my middle child, she goes, "Dad, it's full of chemicals. You're gonna die."
Yes, let me teach
Never
you a
fails.
Secret, little kid. We're
You're
all
right.
gonna die.
You're right.
I made some. I went to the grocery store after the gym yesterday, and I was like, I'm going to make...
After the what?
He went to the gym. He sent me a text from the gym just to brag.
And
yeah, me too.
I was going down the aisle. I already knew I had chicken breast at the house. That was my base. I walked by, and I saw Shake and Bake. Do you guys remember Shake and Bake?
Old school Shake and Bake chicken, fried chicken stuff?
Yeah. Well, it's not fried chicken. It's baked, but... That's why they call it.
But I mean, it's like
bake.
The breading, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. And you put it in a bag, and you shake it, and then you bake it, dude. It was so good. And then right next or close to it, they had some potatoes. You know, like the box potatoes. You know what I'm talking about?
Instant.
Instant.
Yeah.
They had those, and those are by themselves, I don't think are that bad. It really is just kind of basically just potatoes. But I picked up the ones that had like ranch and bacon flavoring or something.
I didn't know they flavored them.
Yeah, don't. It's gross.
Oh.
I threw them away. I made them, tasted it, and threw the whole thing away.
You know what I like? I like
nothing but chemical taste.
I like powdered milk. That's such a weird thing, but I do like it. And I know some people, oh, it's watery. Duh. Yeah, obviously. But I like it. I got used to it when I lived in Guam. We couldn't get milk because milk back then was like $8 a gallon because I didn't have easy access to dairy farms. So for all the, you know, statesiders who were living there at the time, they wanted milk. You bought powdered milk. And I just, for some reason, I acquired a taste for it.
What is powdered milk?
It's just dehydrated milk. But you never, I've never had powdered milk mixed to where it tastes like regular milk. It always has a watery kind of thing to it. But again, I like it. And it's weird. I don't know why I do, but I just, I do.
We'll get used to it. You got used to it, boy.
I got used, ow.
I got used to it. I leaned over and I hit my head on the counter.
Well, if we don't get a chance to tell you, I don't know if we're going to do another podcast next week. Have a great Christmas and enjoy the time with your family.
Patrick should play us out here.
Yeah, and just really have a good old memorable time. Remember, not everything's going to be perfect. You're going to have things that mess up.
And it's good.
You're going
to
have some drama.
You don't want it to be perfect.
No, you're going
to
have some drama. You know.
And again, we'd like to say Merry Christmas from the Wrangler Rig Studio. Wrangler Rigs Workwear.
We should make up a Christmas song.
Tough all day long.
Okay, we're going to use keywords.
Okay, what are the keywords?
Keywords are...
magic shell.
Merry magic shell Christmas.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake, baby. Okay.
We also need something else we talked about. My spoon being too big.
Okay, spoon is too big.
My spoon is too
big. And Frankie Ray.
Frankie Ray. All right, that's it.
Well, then
whatever else happens, happens.
It's almost Christmas time. We sit in the studio and make up some rhymes. And that's how we sort of know that it's really time to go. It's almost Christmas time. It's almost Christmas time. It's almost Christmas time. So we gonna make up a song. Bubba really likes magic shell, but he eats so much that it's not doing well. Big D's gonna use shake and bake. It's like fried chicken, but it's really kind of fake. So it's almost Christmas time. Come on, it's almost Christmas time. It's almost Christmas time, and we're gonna make up a song. Well, you know, we really love Frankie Ray, even though he calls us every day. And that's all right, because sometimes we say, we really like your song, Frankie Ray.
Because we do sometimes.
Because we really do. And it's almost Christmas time. It's almost Christmas time. It's almost Christmas time. And so we're going to make up a song.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yay!
Merry Christmas.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Oh, not, my bad.
On the radio.
I'm starting it all over with the Jingle Bell.
I'm totally singing along. This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.